a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
It's always good when an expert comes out and says, you're doing it wrong. And so, you know, stuff like how often should you change your sheets? How often should you change your towels? How often should you change your pajamas? Wash your pajamas? So we're moving into that sort of territory. Okay.
Cleanliness.
Yeah, we need a little sting for it, don't we? Talk about cross-contamination here, because if you wash your clothes wrong, you may be getting poopies everywhere. Let's do a deep dive. Let's really sort of just
stick getting real deep, like
stick our nose in.
You're disgusting.
According to a study, it found that an average pair of adult underpants. Now, this is an American study.
Okay.
So I don't know if this is a worldwide thing.
And also, like, how big underpants are we talking? Like, how big? You know. Are we testing G-strings or are we testing boxes, you know?
Well,
there's more surface area for things to get snatched on.
This is the average pair of adult underpants. So somewhere between like a boy leg and a G, maybe like a little frilly French sort of cut kind of arrangement. Anyway, we can all just
Make me feel sick when you're the thought of you thinking of French knickers makes me just blah, blah,
blah. The average pair of adult underpants contains 0.1 grams of feces.
All right, well, wipe your ass, probably, people.
How do you know? You can't see back
there. Do you do the look? That's gross.
How do you do the look back? You break your neck.
No, I don't look inside myself. I look at the paper.
Yeah, of course.
Every wipe. Do you?
You've got to.
You just trust in God.
No.
Jesus, take the wheel. Toilet paper's supposed to do what it's supposed to do. I'm just wipe and flush.
I'm a six wipe guy. That's it. No more than six wipes. Everything else is gravy.
Oh, my God.
Come on now. 0.1 of a gram of feces in the average pair of, let's say, American adult underpants.
Yeah.
So then they go, all right, if you wash just a load of underwear, there'll be about 100 million E. coli in the wash water, right?
Okay.
And that can then go to the next load of laundry.
But isn't that what detergent and water temperatures are for?
There is about a tenth of a gram of poop in the average pair of underwear.
No.
Yeah, you're right. You would think that that's what the soap is for, yeah?
To keep it set.
No.
Okay.
Unless you got an antibacterial one, in which case, yes. It's all down apparently to the temperature you wash your clothes at. What temperature do you do a tap water wash?
I do 30 degrees and 40 degrees.
Okay.
And sometimes maybe once a month I'll do the towels on like a really hot wash.
Yeah,
just to
right.
kind of, yeah, because I don't like to do really hot washes all the time.
No, I know. But you do, you're
what's 30? Cold? Is that class as cold?
No, it's just above tap water.
Okay.
It's like the first step up.
Yeah.
And that's what I do because I used to do tap water. We for so long and then lived with mum and she's like, you've got to put a bit of heat on that. And so I'd say 30 degrees. Mm. But I'm someone who's traditionally very suspicious of the wash cycle and the system.
Yeah.
And
we just trust it. We don't know.
Well, I assume that it's out to sort of ruin me clothes.
Well, yeah. It's,
so, you
know,
so I thought.
You know, washing machine companies do own fashion houses.
Mm.
Look into it, guys.
Fast fashion. Anyway.
No, don't look into it. There's something there.
Temperature plays the important role in terms of pathogen control, requiring temperatures exceeding 40 degrees to 60 degrees for proper inactivation.
Yeah, good luck.
Right? So if you're doing it any less than that, if you wash between 30 and 40 degrees, you're running the risk of passing on harmful pathogens to the rest of your items, such as tea towels and pillowcases. Does anybody want some pink eye? Anyway, apparently people are trying to save costs by washing at lower temperatures. I wouldn't have thought so. I think you're just washing how you wash.
No, they do, because it's better, like they say.
Dr. Lisa Ackerley goes by the name of the hygiene doctor on social media, recommends washing your underwear separately. I like to think she's English. With knickers and pants, anything under 60 degrees won't kill bacteria. Don't put the knickers in with the tea towels on a low wash because you might have fecal contamination in your knickers and you wouldn't want that near your kitchen. All of right, course so not. Who's washing their undies with their tea towels?
So what am I supposed to do then? Save up to get a whole load, save up all of our underwear.
Do a hot eco little wash. Do a hot little eco number. And we're back at the French knickers.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
So you and I are just having a normal discussion about an article that came out saying, hey, be careful about your washing because your undies might have more poo particles on them than you think.
That's right. And so, yeah, so then you got to sort of go 40 degrees or higher and probably don't wash them with your tea towels and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And then afterwards we're having a discussion about, like, I always look at the tea towel and I'm like, where do you belong? I'm not sure whether you belong with towels or whether you belong with clothes. And so I chuck them in with clothes because I feel like they're similar vibe. I feel like a towel's very overbearing, you know, and a tea towel is just more a T-shirt vibe, you know?
It's a towel. Put it with the towels. I don't see why.
Because the other towels are so overbearing, aren't they?
Okay, but what do you mean overbearing?
Like they're so big and the material's so thick and everything. Like the water whereas still, a little tea towel's like, I'm just a little tea towel.
The thing still fills up with water.
Anyway, we've had a bit of a discussion.
Yeah.
Heated discussion. And we're no closer to finding out who is right. So we've gone to the phones. Let's start off with Sean from Grovedale. Sean, where do tea towels belong in the wash?
They belong with the towels, Loggy. I think you're absolutely crazy.
Yeah. Thank you, Sean.
Well, you didn't have to go that hard, but fine.
Sean understood.
I'm on Tom's side today.
Yeah. Okay. Sean understood the mission, the job.
Okay.
The task at hand.
Well, mate, look, we've got heaps of people waiting. Olivia from Geelong, are you also Team Tom?
Yes, I am today.
I love how everyone's saying today, so they know.
Yeah, they usually are not, but that's fine. I'll take it. I'll take whatever I can get. I love that
because everyone's normally,
So, Olivia, just to clarify, where are you washing your tea towels? What are you putting them in with?
Normal towels.
Yeah, normal towels. Yep, all right.
But I just feel then, you know, you're wiping yourself and then you're tea-toweling your tea, like it's the same, is it not the same?
You're washing your clothes that are touching your body all day. You're getting sweaty and gross. You know, some people more than others.
Why are you looking at me? Oh, I didn't know if that was for me or you, Ed.
Ed, St. Albans Park, what do you reckon? Where do you wash your tea towels?
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Twiggy. Long-time listener, first time for this year. Happy New Year, guys.
Same to you.
In reference to your question, tea towels go with a bed linen.
So the
bed
sheet.
Linen?
So, but
sheets?
Aren't you, but are you not washing your sheets with your towels?
No.
Yes.
No, you're not.
Yeah, why not? It's all
Ed, let's
Manchester.
Not go down that.
It's all third floor Manchester.
No, it's not.
It is.
Ed.
Yes.
No. Yeah, I'm done. All right. Kim's in North Geelong. Kim, wrap this up for us. Tea towels, what are you washing with, mate?
Just with normal towels.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
All
and
right.
just sorry,
well,
just
we've admit when I'm wrong.
No, you can't. Kim, just and sheets, what do they get washed with?
Sheets go with the blanket covers and that on their own.
Exactly. Okay. Right, thank you. Well, look, that's a win for me at the end. Yes.
I'm sorry I went back to the well with that one. Can we just rewind 30 seconds? You could admit when you're wrong, and here's a song.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
On the weekend, I went to OG, which is your hood.
Yeah.
Where you sort of have set up shop with your wonderful fiancé, Jimmy James.
Yes.
He was well established in OG before you came along, mm-hmm. brought the Werribee South vibe.
Yes.
And so I sort of know approximately where you live. but OG in general is basically your territory. And so when I was there on the weekend, I was near the beach. And I was walking along the street and I saw written into concrete, so it must have been, you know, in the footpath as they built it, Cat and Jimmy 2010. Cat with a K. Ampersand Jimmy with a Y.
Yes.
I-M-M-Y. Not J-Y-M-M-Y. That would have been weird. So shout out to all the double Y Jimmys that are listening this morning.
Yeah.
Anyway, the fact that it was a J-I-M-M-Y was how I knew that that was your now fiance, Jimmy James.
Mm.
And then my next question was, who is this cat?
Yes.
And, you know, does
And that's
Lauren,
not just saying it because that's how you like to say jazzy
thing. Is this
cat? Thing.
Yeah.
Is this cat?
Yeah. No, it's, does Loggy know about cat?
Mm.
And is Jimmy telling us everything?
Yeah.
Is what I sort of, is where I'm going with it.
Yeah. You're a ragamuffin, aren't you?
Yeah, well,
you
I do like to throw the cat amongst the pigeons.
Mm.
So you, I brought it to you. You don't even know who cat is.
Nah.
What did Jimmy say?
Jimmy said, because I showed him the photo, I said, quick chat, now, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? Who is this? And he said, I have no idea, that's not me. He's like, I was in WA in 2010, and
yeah,
I don't know a cat.
It's that is, it's a like, very it's a very shaggy response. It wasn't me.
It is. But maybe Cat was here pining for Jimmy in WA.
Because he'd just left.
You know, how do I know?
Left her behind.
So anyway, we put it up on our socials.
Yeah.
And we're like, who's this? Anyone know this cat?
Yeah.
And we did get a couple of replies.
Amazing. All right. Tell. Do you want a drum roll or anything? Do you want to...
Well, yeah. Well, what bit should I drum? What bit should I say after the drum roll, I wonder? Someone knows who Cat is.
Yes. Yes.
And someone knows who Jimmy is.
Okay.
And they are.
Oh, hang on. No, another drum roll.
Now living in Queensland.
Yeah.
And they are.
Holy shit!
Hang on.
I double press the Bigfoot button. That's
okay.
Not... Sorry.
Okay. No, that's okay. And they are. Mother and son.
Oh.
Yeah. Not that dramatic, but yeah. But not what I thought.
No.
Anyway, okay. So thank you so much to the people that reached out.
Yeah.
Doreen is like, yep, they live in Queensland now.
Really?
And I was like, Doreen, tell me more. And okay. Margaret also said, that's my daughter and grandson.
Oh.
Cute. So Kat has been messaged. She knows we're looking for her, but she's yet to make contact with us.
All right. So we're trying to track down Kat.
Yeah. Also, Lorna, her cousin, got in contact with us as well. I love this so
Brilliant.
Much. Yeah. They were all like, yeah, they used to live in OG and now they're up in Queensland. And I said, hey, we'd love to chat to her. She's not in any trouble though. Like,
no.
I don't want her to think, oh my God, the council's chasing me.
I just want to get her on the phone and ask her how it felt to sort of have a sordid affair with someone who has the same name as their son, your now fiancé Jimmy James.
Yeah.
And her son Jimmy.
Yeah. See, no, you've made it way too messy. Yeah.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I've got an idea, but it might just be because I'm hungry. You know how they say don't go shopping for groceries when you're hungry?
Mm.
And that's so true, right?
Yeah. Oh, spot on.
But look, this has been out for a little while. So you may have seen this, but I don't know where I've been, but I just found out about this over the summer holidays, right?
Okay.
And my brother and his wife just made this the other day, and I was like, you know what? I've got to get on this, and I want to see if you want to come with me for the ride.
All right.
Okay.
Let's do it.
So I'm all about when I eat, right? You know how some people love a perfect bite? We've got one of my good mates, Julie, right? She has to get the perfect bite with every meal. So, you know how you might have sausage, two veg and mashed potatoes, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And sometimes I like, oh, I'll just have sausage. And then sometimes I'm like, oh, I'll have some peas by themselves, yeah. And then sometimes I'll just have mash. Well, she will have in every bite mash, peas, corn and a sausage. So every mouthful is the perfect bite.
I am almost in that same territory.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be, but that's what I aim for.
Okay. I've got a lot of rules and regulations in my brain when it comes to food, but we all know that something's wrong there and that's fine. There is something called like the perfect bite sandwich though. Have you heard about this?
No.
Okay. So it went viral last year and this one recipe in particular, the chopped Italian sandwich.
Yeah.
So the idea is... You know how we're making a sandwich, right? Yeah. Hey, come over, let's make a sandwich. So yeah. I've got, you know, some salami here. I've got ham, lettuce. Let's chuck some mozzarella on there. Ooh. You want a bit of mayo, salt and pepper, right. Tomato, onion.
We grew up in very different households.
Okay. Anyway, so we're like, we're making this ultimate sandwich. Oh, God, I like, are you a sandwich guy? I love sandwiches.
I don't mind a sandwich.
I love sandwiches.
I enjoy them when I'm eating them, but then I don't sort of, I don't actively pursue sandwiches.
Yeah, and when I'm saying sandwich, I'm talking like, let's get a nice like long roll, you know, like a thick baguette.
Well, that's
or something.
A roll. That's yeah. Not a sandwich.
No, I know, and you're very funny with that, but I don't care. I'm just talking about it. Anyway. So you come over, and normally I would layer all of that and then I would give it to you and be like, here, enjoy your delicious sandwich. But what people are doing now is getting all those ingredients on a chopping board, you chop everything up.
What, into like a mish, like bruschetta but with chopped bread as well?
No. Leave the roll out and you chop all the ingredients.
Like bruschetta.
Well... Yeah, I guess so. But but you've got the meat in there, the lettuce, the mayo, all the topping, everything. Yeah. Then shove it in the roll so that every mouthful you're getting the perfect bite.
Okay.
You know, you're getting all of the things.
Yeah.
Do you like the idea of that?
Sounds like the kind of thing they would serve at a nursing home. You can't chew this? No worries. We'll just chop it all into really little pieces. And feed it to you through a straw.
I just really want a delicious sandwich and I want work to pay for it.
You
want to
try this perfect...
Well, I don't know.
What is it? Perfect piece? Perfect
well, I call it the perfect bite sandwich.
Perfect bite sandwich.
Right. And so... Sure. I don't know. Okay. So if we went... You know, if we went to Subway or something, right? And we've got the meatball sub, right? And so... But what if we chopped it all up? And then we had a sub with all the chopped up bits and then we could bite into a normal sub and then the chopped up sub and we could decide which one was
better. Yeah, I get it.
Okay, maybe.
No, we understand
maybe
the concept of
doing. Do we understand? Because you're not as excited as what I thought you'd be.
Everybody understands. I'm happy to eat a sandwich if you want to. No, if you want to make me a sandwich, I'll eat it.
Oh, that didn't feel good.
No, it felt dangerous from this side of the desk. All right, we'll do it tomorrow.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.